This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 trends are moving in a helpful direction with several key metrics going down. CPR Health reporter John Daly has more.
14% of hospitals say they expect staff shortages in the next week. That's well below the fall surge when a third of hospitals had staffing issues. The seven-day rate of positive tests fell to 7.08. That's way better than mid-November, but still above the 5% threshold thought to limit spread. The state is approaching 200,000 people having gotten a first shot. Some CPR News journalists have started to receive vaccinations, according to the state's prioritization of essential frontline workers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis says he plans to add Coloradans ages 65 to 69 in the vaccine priority list. Last month, the governor added those 70 and older to the first phase of the state's rollout. The governor said he expects the new group to be added in a couple weeks.
In the meantime, we want to focus on 70 and up, and even within that group, of course, people in their 80s and 90s.
The state health department currently reports a little over 800 Coloradans in the hospital with COVID-19. A Colorado Court of Appeals panel has affirmed the use of waivers to protect ski resorts from lawsuits by injured skiers. The Colorado Sun reports a three-judge panel agreed with a lower court's decision in favor of Clear Creek skiing. The Loveland Ski Area Company was sued after Charlotte Redden broke her pelvis in a ski lift accident. She plans to take the case to the Colorado Supreme Court. This is CPR News.